This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. British officials say a number of people have been killed and as many as 150 seriously injured in a series of explosions on public transport in London this morning. There were six bombings at four sites on underground trains and on one double-decker bus. The top of that double-decker bus was blown off at Tavistock Square in central London. David Jones was on a nearby bus when that explosion occurred.
The train was absolutely, which is normal, absolutely packed. It was the busiest train I've ever been on anyway because it was running slow, so it couldn't have happened at a worse time. It was almost like a bomb going off. It was just a boom. And I thought the windows had come in, as I say, but it wasn't the case at all.
Julian Nashall described the casualties at St. Mary's Hospital in London.
We've been treating four people with critical injuries, including loss of limbs and serious blast injuries. We've got a further eight people in a serious condition, including head injuries, lacerations and smoke inhalation, and a further 14 people at the moment with more minor injuries, including things like temporary hearing loss from what we assume was some sort of blast.
Julian Nashall at St. Mary's Hospital in London. NPR's Lynn Neary and intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly are joining me now in our studio. Also in the studio with us is Bruce Hoffman. He is a terrorism expert at the RAND Corporation. And just turning to you, Mary Louise, what is the latest information on what happened? It keeps changing, obviously, almost by the minute.
It's changing almost by the minute, and it depends which official you are hearing the latest news from. We know, of course, that there's been a series of coordinated, almost simultaneous attacks. The latest I am able to confirm is that at least one double-decker bus was badly ripped apart. That bus was apparently in central London, somewhere between Russell Square and Tavistock Square, which is right in the middle of London. Also, a number of tube stations, tube trains that were targeted, at least three that we can confirm, possibly more, though. And those appear to have been concentrated mainly in the eastern parts of London, around and about the financial district.
And as we've reported, a group that says it is linked to Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for these attacks on a website. What's known about this group?
The group is calling itself the Secret Organization of Al-Qaeda in Europe. This is a group, I should say, that no one appears to have heard of before today. However, that would fit with past patterns. Al-Qaeda has made it a signature to come up with a new name for every new attack. So in Madrid, for example, there was a new group that no one had heard of that turned out to be linked to Al-Qaeda that ultimately was responsible. This claim of responsibility said that these attacks are in retaliation for British involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this statement also threatened Denmark and Italy and warned them to get their troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. But again, we can't confirm the authenticity of this website. It does appear to have the hallmarks of the way that Al-Qaeda has communicated these things in the past, but at this point we can't confirm it.
Besides the claim, that claim on a website, are there signs that this attack was coordinated by Al-Qaeda? Tip-offs, if you will?
The key one, of course, would be that this is coordinated attacks. That has been a pattern that Al-Qaeda stuck to. September 11th, of course, was coordinated attacks in the United States. More recently, the Madrid attacks last March were coordinated attacks on trains. Perhaps significant that this morning's attacks appear to have been centered in East London on the financial district. Al-Qaeda has a history of homing in on financial targets and of wanting to disrupt the global economy. So that would certainly fit a pattern, although it's too soon to say at this point.
And London has dealt with terrorist bombings for decades. So just another question for you before you turn to our other guests, mostly from the Irish Republican Army. What does all this say about Britain's ability to defend itself against terrorist attacks?
Certainly, Britain is one of the better prepared cities in the world. They do have a history, as you say. They have dealt for decades with dealing with terrorist attacks. The British metro system is, I can say, as someone who has ridden it for many years and has lived there, is very secure, and would be, people would be looking ahead to preparations to making it more so now that the Olympics are going there. And along that line, I have a couple of questions that I'd like to turn to Bruce Hoffman with. He's with us in the studio this morning. He is an expert expert who has followed these matters for many years with the Rand Corporation. Mr. Hoffman, let me ask you first, in terms of London specifically, London, we've heard officials there, same as here in the U.S., talking about this is not a matter of if but when that London might be targeted. On the other hand, we've heard officials there, as here in the U.S., talk about the back of al-Qaeda being broken. Are you surprised at the scale of the attacks that appears to be emerging from London this morning?
No, unfortunately not in the least, because there's been plenty of evidence, firstly, of plots in the United Kingdom by, if not al-Qaeda central, but certainly of al-Qaeda sympathizers and supporters, and this is post 9/11. The British authorities have been enormously successful in disrupting and derailing those plots, but it's a waiting game in essence, because the terrorists will constantly try and eventually succeed. Also, too, I think, even if al-Qaeda Central's back has been broken, which I still think is debatable, but even if it has been, I think it's clear that Osama bin Laden has and his the remnants of his organization, the headquarters, have difficulties communicating. They're certainly harassed, hunted all over the world. That's certainly true. But at the same time, though, we've seen a dramatic shift in al-Qaeda modus operandi, whereas it's less direct orders being dispensed to followers, but rather individuals or collections of individuals or even new, hitherto unknown groups, completely on their own, inspired or motivated by bin Laden, carrying out al-Qaeda-type operations. And as I said earlier, they have a textbook, in essence, the Manchester Manual. This type of information has now become readily available, where people can take up arms on their own and pursue al-Qaeda's agenda while not necessarily following al-Qaeda's orders.
One other point I want to raise about this morning's attacks, and we're of course still learning the details, but in the past, al-Qaeda has tended to favor suicide attacks because they maximize the number of casualties. It's too soon to say whether that's what happened in London, but based on what you're able to say at this point, is there anything noteworthy that we should be looking at there?
That's exactly, I think, one of the big questions that we still have yet to find out, because London and Londoners, of course, have been inured over decades to IRA threats, to be on the lookout for suspicious packages, to be alert for anything that may look out of place. And the fact that we have this series of attacks on a subway and on buses, basically, may suggest that unlike commuter trains where people put luggage, let's say, or briefcases under seats or in overhead compartments, that this may be the type of situation where there were suicide bombers. And that also explains the simultaneity of the operation, but we have to wait and hear from that.
Okay, that's Bruce Hoffman of the Rand Corporation. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. And Renee, let me turn back to you now.
And I would like here to summarize our main news as we know it at this moment. There have been a series of explosions on the public transport system in London. There are 6 bombings at 4 sites on underground trains and on a bus. There are reports of at least 40 people dead and hundreds of injured. Survivors have talked of seeing many bodies in the wreckage of the trains. They are saying people were staggering out of stations covered in blood and soot. Prime Minister Tony Blair is returning to London from Scotland, where he was hosting the G8 summit. Speaking at the summit, President Bush said the war on terror goes on. He's told U.S. Homeland Security officials to be extra vigilant, and cities New York, Los Angeles, and Washington are stepping up their vigilance. Cities across the country also have stepped up security on their public transportation systems. Among those of you in the studio, thank you very much for joining us. We will continue with this news throughout the morning.